The battle to ban plastic bags is heating up in Sonoma County and getting wider to also include fees on paper bags. Both materials come with unacceptable environmental costs. The room full of attendees at yesterday's single-use bag forum in Santa Rosa were told, but each requires different approaches to discourage their use. An industry-backed state law prohibits local governments from charging a fee on plastic bags, but allows outright bans, which was the approach pioneered in San Francisco back in 2007. Speaking to KRCB just after the forum concluded, Kevin Drew, San Francisco's zero-waste coordinator, said that a more effective tool for reducing the use of paper bags appears to be imposing a small charge for each bag.
We're learning that the fee is really the way to go. You're going to incentivize certain materials and disincentivize other materials so that you get what you want, which is the right mix of reusability, recyclability, and eliminating from the marketplace as much as possible. Fees are a much more elegant tool.
Robert Bateman, the president of a plastics manufacturing company in Oroville, was included in the forum's panel to provide an industry viewpoint. But he surprised many by also endorsing the fee approach.
I've been advocating fees on plastic bags for 10 years in order to bring everything into perspective. Just many too many bags are used. And if there'd been a fee, I don't think we'd have had an environmental issue with bags, as they don't in Germany, Sweden, or a lot of other places.
The industry is working on a compostable plastic bag, Bateman added, but right now, that material is still expensive and too slow to break down. AB 1998, a bill that would have applied the plastic bag ban and paper bag fee to all of California, passed in the state assembly and fell just 7 votes short in the state Senate last year, thanks to fierce opposition from the American Chemical Council. So that bill has been adapted into a model ordinance that cities and counties can enact individually, explained keynote speaker Carol Misseldine, coordinator of Green Cities California.
A lot of jurisdictions are tinkering with it a little bit relative to which stores are covered, whether it's just grocers and pharmacies or all retailers. We recommend all retailers, whether or not to charge 5 cents or 10 cents for the paper bag. But for the most part, the model ordinance is holding and it's being used.
Versions of this bill have recently been adopted in San Jose, Los Angeles County, Marin County, and several smaller cities, and many more are considering such a measure. Misseldine says the basic concept is gathering momentum across the state.
We've got the grocers on board with us. We had the retailers on board with us for a state bill. There's so much public goodwill and public support for this. Really, the only opposition is coming from the plastics industry. So I think we're very close to a tipping point.
So much so, she predicts that laws restricting single-use bags will become commonplace in California within a matter of months.
My guess is that by the end of 2011, we will have half of the state covered by bag bans. Given that, it's going to be much easier, maybe not this legislative session, but the next one, to get a statewide law, because most of the state will already be covered.
Doing that, Misseldine says, will provide a uniformity of standards, which is something that both local governments and retailers want. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.